U.S. Democrats scored decisive victories in the first major election since Donald Trump returned to the White House, offering the party fresh momentum and elevating a new generation of leaders ahead of next year's midterms. The most striking result came in New York City, where Zoran Mamdani won the mayor's race in a landmark moment for U.S. politics. At the same time, Democrats also secured governorships in Virginia and New Jersey. Mamdani, 34, becomes the first Muslim, first African-born, and first South Asian descent mayor of America's largest city. His win caps a rapid rise from state assembly member to national progressive figure. Running on an ambitious affordability agenda, he defeated former Governor Andrew Cuomo by a clear margin, riding strong support from young voters, working-class residents, and immigrant communities. The New York race became a symbol of the party's internal shift. Cuomo framed the contest as a clash between establishment Democrats and an insurgent left, but Mamdani's grassroots movement and message of economic fairness prevailed. His platform includes free buses, rent freezes, and universal childcare, funded through higher taxes on corporations and wealthy residents. While Wall Street has voiced unease, supporters say his plans reflect the realities of a city struggling with rising living costs. The campaign drew energy from Muslim and South Asian voters, as well as everyday workers, many of whom see his victory as a break from decades of exclusion and discrimination. Mamdani has promised to protect the city's immigrant identity, urging unity across communities and rejecting efforts to divide New Yorkers along religious or ethnic lines. Beyond New York, Democrats strengthened their foothold in key states. In Virginia, former Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger won comfortably, succeeding Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin. In New Jersey, Mikey Sherrill secured the governorship by a commanding margin. Both moderates focused on affordability and stability, drawing contrasts with Trump's turbulent governing style. The results offer early signs of voter sentiment in the Trump era. Turnout in New York reached its highest since the late 1960s, though party strategists remain aware that the midterm battle will extend nationwide, far beyond Democratic-leaning states. Voters in California also approved a new congressional map expected to favor Democrats, setting up a tougher landscape for Republicans in the fight for the U.S. House next year. Republican candidates struggled to balance loyalty to Trump with appealing to moderates concerned about immigration crackdowns, tariffs, and a prolonged government shutdown. Trump's late endorsement of Cuomo appeared to backfire in New York, galvanizing Mamdani's supporters rather than slowing his surge.